Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, blissed. Hour number two of USA Prepares with Dr. Norm Shealy, medical doctor. Dr. Shealy, in Death Valley, California, it's one of the hottest places on the planet. I just wanted to mention that in the last couple of days, it has hit 130 degrees, 130. And there are plenty of other places that are really, really hot. There are extreme droughts in these states right now. Oregon, California. Not completely, just areas that have extreme drought conditions. Oregon, California, Nevada, New Mexico, Colorado, Arizona, and Utah, to name just a few. So just a word to the wise, prepare for... blackouts, brownouts. Make sure you have plenty of hydration and make sure you are exercising and able to survive what's coming. And we really don't know exactly where it's going to be, and we don't know exactly when it's going to be, but you can be pretty darn sure that the power grid is going to be more and more unstable over time, because there are people putting greater demands on the power grid by doing a couple things. One, they're working from home. So during the day, instead of being at work, they're at home. So they're using their home air conditioning. They're using their home lighting. They're using more of the internet than ever before. And it's taxing the power grid. And it's hotter. So you put all it together, and it's not a good scenario for the grid being really stable and robust. It's not. And then you have people who think electric cars are the way to go, and when they start plugging in their electric cars for charging, the grid absolutely positively was not designed for that. That will push us right over the edge. It cannot be done. Without expanding the grid, electric cars cannot be charged at the rate that people seem to think they want electric cars. So I just wanted to share that with you. Dr. Shealy, any comments about that?
You know, let's face it, common sense is the uncommon commodity, and here's one where logic is beyond expectation.
Yeah. Well, Dr. Shealy, colloidal silver, people have been using it for years. As a matter of fact, born with a silver spoon in his mouth is probably one of the terms that that addressed silver and the beneficial uses of silver compared to a wooden spoon that was filled with bacteria, or just a regular iron spoon from, let's say, the Civil War era or the War of Northern Aggression era. Dr. Shealy, do we know how colloidal silver works? Do we know what it does? Do we know how it targets certain pathogens in the body and not others? Do we know that or not?
Well, there's no question that silver seems to kill many bacteria, fungi, and possibly, although the proof there is not quite as excellent, viruses. And right. In general, it is remarkably safe, although... if you take too much of it a long period of time, it can turn your skin into a funny color that is called argyria.
Now, if your skin turns that bluish color, have you damaged anything, or is it just you stuck now being blue and you're starting to get back
things. And it would take a complete biochemical profile to try to determine how much, if any.
Okay. Do we know, let me ask this way. Does colloidal silver only target bad fungi and bad bacteria, or does it kill it all?
It doesn't kill it all, and it definitely does not kill, in general, normal bacteria. You know, okay. That has...
So is it done... Is it selective based on the electron configuration chemically? Is that how it does it? I mean, how would it know that we're going to get this?
Yeah, I don't know that answer. You're over my head.
I don't know anybody who knows that answer. I really don't. I've never seen anywhere written an answer that says colloidal silver works exactly this way. It is like a bullet that only will connect with these pathogens, these bacteria, these fungi, but not the others. The others seem to have an armor plating, and it doesn't affect them. I've never seen anything, and maybe my research is incomplete, but I've never seen an answer to that question.
Right.
That's why I asked. Okay. Here's a kind of an open-ended question, Dr. Shuley, and there are lots of ways this thing could go. It could go nuclear. It could go chemical. It could go biological. It could go sociological. It could go thermal. There's so many ways this can go. And the question that I have for you is, based on all of your experience, do you have a greatest concern going forward? Is there like a number one? This is like the worst thing that we have done, can do, or hopefully we can avoid this because it's so bad. Do you have a feeling for what that is in your experience, in your world?
Well, yes, I do. I believe the potential is the number one, and that is a virtual total destruction of everything as we know it. But I think we are in the midst of a giant political power play worldwide, and it's not just in this country, it's worldwide. I have to presume that includes the Committee of 300, et cetera. It depends on the outcome. I think we have a 50-50 chance of surviving November.
And so your greatest concern is of this political nature and the pending stupidity that may follow, or lack of common sense. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Power grab?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. And that has tentacles into virtually everything. That has tentacles into the electric grid, the food supply, medicine, education, even entertainment. It's all connected to that central focal point, I guess, the Committee of 300.
Yeah. Vince,
when you think of, yes,
in 1999, I think it cost $15,000 to $20,000 diesel generator. And it was the big thing, you know, when they were predicting all kinds of problems in 1999, 2000. We used it once for 2 weeks when the grid didn't go out for that long. And we were able to function with a refrigerator and a stove and a little bit of electric heat. But in a long-term situation, how good is even the most sophisticated diesel generator?
Okay. I think I can address some of that. So you live on a farm, and we do. And when we lived in Virginia on a farm, I was very concerned about that because that was the 1999 going into the year 2000 Y2K era, and there was a huge concern. There was a huge concern that the computers would fail on many, many levels, if not all levels, because the date would not roll over in the BIOS, the basic input-output system of the PC, the personal computer. And although the personal computer didn't run everything, it sure did run a lot. For example, it was involved in, and I built computers that did this, so I know for a fact what I'm speaking of. I was a computer consultant back then, and I was one of the guys who prepared our customers, and there are lots of them, to survive Y2K. So for a fact, I can tell you that Y2K was real. The computers absolutely positively, not all of them would roll the date over to January 1, 2000. Okay? They were stuck. And that was a shortcoming in the original design of the basic input-output operating system of the computer. And this is called firmware. This is software that is permanently installed in a chip or in an integrated circuit. Okay? So it's called the BIOS chip. Those computers would not roll the date over. Now, what would that mean? That means that insurance policies that were running on those computers would not go to the year 2000. That meant that accounting systems, payroll systems, would not process payroll in the year 2000, after the first day of the year 2000. And the hospital systems that would order inventory, bandages, syringes, medicines, etc., they wouldn't work either. Now, the reason I know all this is because I built those systems for those kinds of customers. The dental offices, the scheduling system for dental offices wouldn't work either. Now, what I did was I patched all those and replaced the BIOS so that it would work. And that's how come we didn't have the Y2K collapse. But the generator component that you talked about was another piece of this. And the issue with generators, and just I'll cut to the chase on that. We back then, we had two diesel generators. One was a 5-kilowatt, and one was a 10-kilowatt system. And they were, one was a 2-cylinder diesel, the other was a 4-cylinder diesel. They were military, surplus generators. And they would run, the small one, the 5-kilowatt, would run on about a half a gallon of diesel fuel per hour, which was great. And it had a life expectancy of 8,000 hours. That's it. So you'd rebuild this thing after 8,000 hours. Now, it doesn't sound like a very long time, right? Well, in a generator, that is a long time, because the average big box store generator that you buy is only designed to last 30 days of continuous run, 30 days at 24 hours a day, changing the oil every day, so that it will last at least 30 days. But that's the design specifications for a generator. The bottom line with generators is a real simple problem: fuel. They use an enormous amount of fuel. There's nothing on the planet that will deliver more energy per dollar than the electric power grid. Nothing. If you had a generator, it will cost more to generate the same amount of electricity as the power grid. And it won't be anywhere near as reliable. But it sure is great compared to nothing. So, the bottom line is, yes, we have had diesel generators, and we still have one here. Actually, we have a couple of them here, for the same reason that you have them, because we are absolutely positively dependent on electricity. Without electricity, the cows don't get watered in the drought, because the water comes from a well in the drought. Now, during rainy times, cows can drink out of the ponds, they can drink out of the streams, but in a they can't. They will drain those ponds in a month. There'll be nothing left to drink, and they'll die. So water is critical. Electricity is critical. Our society is completely dependent on electricity. And a diesel generator is the best choice. Second to that would be propane. Third would be gasoline, because of there are a number of considerations, and I can go into that if you'd like, Dr. Shuey, but the bottom line is fuel. You're going to burn, whether it's gasoline or diesel or propane, you're going to burn between 1/2 gallon of fuel, regardless of which one it is, diesel, gasoline, or propane, per hour, or as much as 1 gallon per hour. That's 24 gallons a day. Most people aren't going to have even one day's worth of fuel. That's a huge problem. We'll be right back.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
You know, I'm Sheely's with us, and Dr. Sheely asked me a question about generators, and just let me give you another little statistic. So because the generators that you buy at the big box stores run at a wide open throttle, I mean, 3,600 RPM is running wide open throttle on those single-cylinder gasoline engines. They run really, really hot. And literally they have a 30-day life expectancy. But you don't realize that. None of us does, because we don't run them 24 hours a day. What we do is we typically will start them and run them and shut them off. And that's the way you should do it. So how long would it last? 24 hours a day for 30 days would be 720 hours. Now, if you ran it 4 hours a day, that would be 180 days. That's a half a year. Now, if you ran it only 2 hours a day, you could get that generator to last a whole year. Now, if you think about that, if you knew in advance that if you ran it 2 hours a day every day, it would only last a year, you'd never buy it, right? The reason that you haven't come to that conclusion, no one has, is because we haven't had to run them 2 hours a day for every day. Because the grid is pretty robust so far. But when it goes down and you lose that freezer and you lose that refrigerator and you lose, you know, the ability to cook, then you realize, and lighting, then you, and wells, then you realize that how dependent on electricity we are. So the answer, the only answer that I've been able to come up with that is better than that, well, let me just go back for just a second. So I mentioned that our generator is rated for 8,000 hours. Now it has a big oil filter, has several fuel filters. It's diesel. It's air-cooled, so it doesn't have a water pump. 8,000 hours would be 10 times longer than that big box generator that you get at, you know, the big box store. And how much was it? I don't know. I think I paid, well, I paid different amounts for them, but roughly between, let's say, $1,400 and $1,200 when I paid for a used 30-year-old generator. So it costs more than a big box generator, and Dr. Shuley's costs more than that. But Dr. Shuley has a diesel, and it'll last 8,000 hours, and so does ours. And, you know, so those are some of the thoughts about generators. But then what's the real answer? The real answer is there's only one that I can think of, and it's a combination. It's a hybrid system of a generator plus a solar panel plus battery backup. That's the best answer, but it's the most expensive answer. And it requires lots of maintenance on those batteries because every 2 months or so, we've got to put in our case, 10 gallons of distilled water every 2 months. So that means if we have our head screwed on right, we're going to have at least 100 gallons of distilled water available at any point in time. And if our head's really screwed on right, then what we're going to do is we're going to have our own system to distill water. We're going to be able to take in well water and distill it. Because eventually the stores are going to run out of distilled water, and then what good are the batteries if you can't get distilled water? And then the next thing is, how long will the electronics last of a solar system? Well, the panel should last about 25 years. So that's not a forever answer either. And how about the charge controller and the inverter? How long will the electronics last there? I don't know. I'm thinking maybe 15 years would be great. But the capacitors are going to quit, because they always do. So I run extra fans and extra cooling to keep all of our electronics, even beyond the electronic cooling fans that come with the systems. I've got other cooling fans to keep all the electronics running cooler, because heat is the enemy of semiconductors. Dr. Shuley, did I address what you were asking me, or did I completely miss the mark?
You did it.
I know that I went, you know, off on a tangent. And,
you know, in order for people to know this detail.
And it's complicated. You got a chance to see here at the farm the last time you were here that solar array. And Dr. Shuley, what was your reaction? You saw the battery bank, you saw the inverter, the charge controller, the electronics, and
wow.
You saw the solar panel.
Just wow.
Why do you say that, Dr. Shuley?
Well, I've seen the little ones that go on the roof of homes and stuff like that. And you know, just seeing this phenomenal array right there, right down practically to the ground, it's impressive.
Well, it was all homemade. Literally, it was homemade. And I'll tell you what, we'll address a little bit about that when we come back, and so that you can get a mental picture of what Dr. Shuley and I are talking about. And there is none like it on the Internet. So if you go and you say, oh, I'm sure it's there, and we'll just find one like it, and you go to solar array and images on the Internet, there's nothing exactly like that, nothing. And I'll tell you a little bit more about that when we come back. Dr. Norm Shuley's with us. NormShuley.com. N-O-R-M.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Developments in what's been a hostage situation in Central Texas that began yesterday. Cedar Park police had been in a standoff with a man for over 16 hours, but police have just tweeted the suspect is now in custody, and the hostages, his brother, sister, and mother, are all unharmed. Chief Mike Harmon says officers responded to a domestic call there yesterday afternoon, and three of the first cops to arrive got shot.
Once they went into the house, they were met with gunfire. Our officers returned gunfire, and it is unknown if the subject, the suspect, was hit by our officers.
The three shot officers have been released from hospitals. The Democratic National Convention kicking off tonight with addresses from former First Lady Michelle Obama, Senator Bernie Sanders, and former Republican Ohio Governor John Kasich. And this is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
A group of Muslim women suing Delaware for prohibiting workers from wearing religious head coverings on the job. They have filed a federal discrimination lawsuit after leaving their jobs at a state detention center for juveniles. One of the women says a supervisor once yelled at her that she looked like a terrorist when wearing the head covering. The lawsuit claims no one with the state told them they could not wear them during the hiring process. For the first time in 33 years, an Andretti will be on the pole for the Indianapolis 500 when the green flag flies next Sunday, or this upcoming Sunday. In weekend qualifying, Marco Andretti posted a four-lap average of just north of 231 mph, claiming the top spot for the 104th running of the event. Row 1 will also feature Scott Dixon and Takuma Sato. Marco Andretti saying the team put a ton of effort towards this upcoming race.
You know, it's the guys rubbing on the cars in the shop all the way through the off season. We put an emphasis on this race like a lot of people do.
And through the weekend, fans were wrapping up Elvis Week, marking the 43rd anniversary of Elvis Presley's death. A crowd of hundreds gathered, socially distanced, for another candlelight vigil last night at Graceland in Memphis. The King of Rock and Roll died on Tuesday, August 16, 1977, at the age of 42, after suffering a heart attack. Remember, you can always find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
It's going to be sliding. When you go to the feet, for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, Dr. Norm Shealy is with us. NormShealy.com, NormShealy.com. If you're interested in buying some of his books, you can go there. If you're interested in his vitamins, mineral supplements, you can go to NormShealy.com. That's where I go. And I think you'll be delighted with the offerings. Dr. Chilia, you're talking about the solar system. I just wanted to give our class a mental impression. So I went to the internet and I looked up solar images, and there's really nothing that looks exactly like what we have here at the farm. And the reason is because we built it from scratch. Now you can buy, it looks like most people who have these solar arrays hire someone to install them, and we did not do that. We literally selected the materials, cut, designed, fabricated the whole thing ourselves, including the concrete piers that we mounted them on. And literally, class, what we did was we bought industrial shelving, used industrial shelving. So if you were to go to look up Home Depot Lumber Yard, Lumber Yard, you'll see pictures of their boards and plywood and 4x8 sheets that they sell on these heavy racks, the shelving. And that's what we used. Actually, it was even orange. It was used from Home Depot. We bought it from a company that buys out their store shelving when they take it down. And so it was used from Home Depot. And we cut this shelving and welded it and fabricated it into the array. So it's really, really strong. It's way stronger than anything else I've ever seen. And we've had almost 70-mile-an-hour winds, and it's still up and standing. So it turned out to be about roughly a little over 13 feet tall and around 45 feet long. That's the first of the arrays, and we have to build two more. So it takes up a lot of real estate, and this thought that if you have a couple solar panels and they're flexible and you fold them out, you know, like a little suitcase you carry around, and you fold them out and you're going to run your house on it, it's nonsense. It's absolute nonsense, because ours is roughly 13 feet by 45. That's one. We have another array that's a little smaller than that, and those two of them together can almost run the farm, but not quite. And that's during, you know, great sunny days. So the bottom line is the answer to, if you really, because we're dependent on electricity, the bottom line is you're not going to be able to have enough fuel. Unless you have a natural gas, you know, well on your property and you can take natural gas for, you know, free energy, unless you can do that, if you're going to have to rely on diesel or propane or gasoline, you're not going to have enough fuel. We don't have enough fuel either. No one does. And the equipment will not last forever. You know, the longest running generator I know of is 8,000 hours. And so that roughly would be, let's say, 2 hours a day for a year, roughly 10 years. That's how long that would last. That's assuming nothing breaks. And it takes a couple truck batteries to start one of those kind of things. So, you know, will your lead-acid batteries last long enough to start the generator? Because you're not going to be able to pull a rope and start a diesel generator. It's not going to happen. So it's a really complicated situation. We've painted ourselves into a corner, all of us, because of the dependence on electricity. Your stove, you know, whether you have a propane stove, a natural gas stove, or an electric stove, they all run on electricity, all of them. You know, if you had it in the last 20 years, they all run on electricity. Even the broiling element, the baking element, they all, even the gas, it requires electricity to run. So we're kind of in a pickle. And the best you can do is ride out the rough spots, and hopefully we'll be able to put Humpty Dumpty back together again, and some of the grid will return after the, you know, the next Carrington event. Dr. Shuley, any thoughts, questions, comments, concerns?
No, I think everybody needs to tackle this and make plans.
And Dr. Juliet, frankly, I cannot see any way of getting through what we're facing without being remote from a city. Being in a city is like the worst possible thing that a person could do. Now, during great times, you know, when the money's flowing, that's where you want to be. I mean, that's where you can make your fortune. You can make a lot of money in the city, and you can't make it in the country. But when times get bad, the place to be is in the country. Your thoughts?
Absolutely. I agree with you totally. I think every human being, whether they live in a city or at a farm, need to make decisions about how and when and where and all that.
Mm-hmm. And I believe it should be a family decision. I believe that you need to turn the television off. I believe you need to turn the television off. You need to put the phones in another room and silence them and say, okay, for the next one, two, 3 hours every night this week for dinner. Here's what we're going to talk about. We're going to have a person be the secretary. That person is going to take the notes and write down what we like, what we don't like, about what could happen if, you know, when the grid goes down again, when there's electric power failure. What do we not like being without? Okay? And is it practical to have that going forward? Or is there a substitute? And if we want to buy more of it, how long will it last before, you know, bugs develop in it? You know, whether it's, you know, flour or pasta or, you know, whatever it is. How long will it last before it goes bad? And where are we going to store it? And does everybody know how to shut off the electricity? Does everybody know where the electrical panel is? Does everybody know how the well works? Do we have any spare parts for the well? Do we have any spare parts for the generator? Do we have a, you know, an extra air filter for it? Do we have a quart of oil per day of runtime? So every 24 hours you run that generator, do you have another quart of oil? Or two quarts, depending on how much it takes? Because your generator is going to need an oil change every 24 hours. If you have one of those, you know, 10 horsepower or less generators. Because they don't have oil filters. You're going to have to change the oil. And you're going to have the right oil. And the oil that you need is diesel engine oil. In my opinion, diesel engine oil is what you need, not gasoline engine oil. You need diesel engine oil because it has more of the additives to protect that air-cooled engine. Yeah, you can look it up and check me out. Don't believe a word I say, Glass, but that's what we do here at the farm. You know, it's interesting, Dr. Shuley. It's this thing about the engine oil is a big deal because back in the 1960s, there were additives in the engine oil that you'd buy for your car that had been removed since the 1960s and the 1970s. And the idea was that the EPA said, "Well, you all can't have those additives because they are destructive to the environment." So instead of having oil that will last a long, or keep the engines lasting a long time, the additives have been taken out. The phosphorus and the zinc have been taken out of the engine oil. And because when you recycle your engine oil and you bring it back to Walmart or O'Reilly's or AutoZone or Pep Boys or wherever you bring it back for recycling, they sell it. And they sell it to big ships, ocean-going cruise liners, for example. And they use it as fuel. So they take the oil that you drained out of your crankcase and they burn it. They burn it with a flame. They burn it, and that heat runs those big ships. Well, that oil with the additives goes right up into the air. So you haven't polluted the air with the engine oil. They have, and you've given them the oil for free to do it. Okay. So to prevent them from polluting more, they've taken the EPA has required the reduction in the additives of your engine oil, so your engines will fail sooner. So if you use the regular gasoline engine oil in your gasoline generator, you will destroy the engine faster than if you use diesel engine oil, because they haven't taken all the additives out of the diesel, or as much of the additives out of the diesel engine oil as they had out of the gasoline engine oil. So, bottom line, I'm going to tell you what to do or what to consider. Chevron makes one. Mobil makes one. Chevron D-Lo, Mobil Delvac, D-E-L-V-A-C, or Shell's Rotella. And the viscosity is 15W40, 15W40. That's what you want, in my opinion. But do your own research. So here we are, Dr. Shuley. We're in a situation where food is going to be difficult. Electricity is going to be difficult. Energy is going to be difficult. Sanitation is going to be difficult. Water is going to be difficult. Everything we can think of is going to be difficult. I can't see it getting any better. I really can't.
Well, here is a place where being prepared is more important than ever before.
Mm-hmm. I agree with that. And more, you know, as I look at our ratings on the Internet, more and more people are paying attention to what we're saying than ever before. Literally, more and more people are paying attention because they haven't been thinking about these things as much as they should have been. And for example, if you wanted to go and buy soap, a bar of soap, it's not all that easy anymore. I mean, you can get it at Sam's Club right now. You can get it, but you can't get all you want. You used to be able to in the good old days, but not anymore. So even soap is difficult. And that was one of the questions I had for you, Dr. Shuley. Soap, We used to use, when I was growing up, there were two kinds of soap in our household. One was brown soap, and the other was white soap. The brown soap was, you know, if you got really dirty and you're working on a car or something, you'd use, you know, the brown Fels naphtha or octagon and washing soap, I guess it was called. And it was, you know, more caustic and had lye in it, and it did a better job. But it was rougher on the skin. The other soap was ivory soap. That's the only two kinds we had. And I hated ivory soap. I really did. But something about it I didn't like. But that was it. And now we have hand soap that's liquid, and we have the antibacterial and the standard, like the white versus the pink or antibacterial. What are your thoughts about using antibacterial liquid soap versus just plain liquid soap or just plain hand soap?
I use plain hand soap. I do not use antibacterial hand soap. I use the plain, it looks like water.
Okay. So you use liquid or do you use a bar?
Liquid. Okay. I like the liquid.
The reason I'm asking that the purpose of soap is to reduce the surface tension, so whatever it is that you've got on your skin will slide right off. Okay, kind of like lubricates to the point where the bacteria, the viruses, whatever you've got, dirt, grease, grime, can't hang on any longer because the surface tension has been removed to the point where those things that you want to wash off your skin slide right off. They can't hang on. And that's the purpose of soap. Now, soap has been modified to do all kinds of things, antiperspirant, and all kinds of additives. And I think what I just heard Dr. Shealy say is forget all that stuff and just go with soap. Do what soap is supposed to do and reduce the surface tension so the dirt and grime and bacteria and fungi just slide right off and go down the drain. Did I get that right?
You got it.
Okay. I looked up the price of brown soap. I couldn't believe it. You know, Dr. Shealy, seriously, it was maybe 39 cents a bar when I was growing up. It's about 10 times that now.
Wow.
10 times more expensive. And the bars went from 8 ounces to 5 ounces, and they still increased the price 10 times. So we're talking roughly $5 a bar for brown soap, $5 a bar. That's crazy. Absolutely crazy. I've got some more questions for Dr. Shealy. We talked about the greatest concern. And I have some questions about splinters. And why is it that splinters seem to, you know, you get one, you go, let me get it. I get it later. I'll get it in an hour. And then an hour later, that darn thing has gone farther beneath the skin than it was when it first went in. That's one question. And do we have to get splinters out? And the next question is drinking alcohol with meds.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now, 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com. No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Dr. Norm Shealy's with us. NormShealy.com. NormShealy.com. And that's the website for your vitamins, minerals, supplements, and Dr. Shealy's books. Dr. Shealy, over the weekend, I was working with some wood, and I was modifying the desk that I use for broadcasting. And I needed to make it a little larger so I could push the computers even farther back from the monitors, back from where I sit. Yeah. And so I made it 67 by 40 inches. I'm making a new top for this desk. And so I got a splinter, and, you know, I get lots of splinters being a farmer. And I have a dental pick that I sterilize with hydrogen peroxide, you know, before I go doing, you know, microscopic surgery, you know, to get splinters out. I've noticed over the years, Dr. Shealy, when I get a splinter, if I ignore it for a while, let's say, you know, an hour or two, that darn thing, you know, goes deeper. Not, it doesn't come out. It goes farther in. Have you noticed that as well?
I have to say, I don't have enough splinters to tell you the answer. I can't remember the last time I had one.
Okay. Okay. Well, yeah, I get them. I get them all the time because I'm, you know. Yeah, I think about it. Okay, I can put some gloves on it. No, that'll take like another 20 seconds. So sometimes I don't put gloves on when I handle wood. And I go, I know I'm going to get a splinter. I got a splinter. So I use a dental pick, and then I use to get it out. Sometimes I use, I modified a pair of tweezers. And these are eyebrow tweezers from probably the 1960s or 1950s. And I sharpen them with a hand sharpening stone so they're really, really flat. And so that the edges line up perfectly so I can get little tiny things like these, like microscopic ticks, and you know, I can pull splinters out and that kind of thing. But I've got to expose the splinter, and I use a dental pick that I've sterilized and sterilized the tweezers with hydrogen peroxide. What happens if we leave something like a splinter and say, oh, the heck with it? Just leave it there.
Well,
say it's just wood.
It's going to depend on your entire immune system, but obviously, even if there's no germs there, you've got a foreign material. You know, it has no similarity to your own tissue. So it's going to cause a reaction of rejection, if you will, of a foreign invader. And that always opens the opportunity for an additional infection of any kind because there's so many openings in the skin.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So then the next question is, and I've asked this before, there was a guy who was hosting a television show about an Egyptian tomb. They found this new tomb, and there was a television personality, and they said, okay, look, tomorrow we're going to go in this tomb. So whatever you do, don't shave. Don't shave. Do not shave. And so the television personality is ready to go in the next day, and they're videoing it, and they go, don't you remember it? I said, don't shave. And the reason that the host said, archaeologist said, do not shave, is because we're going into this unopened tomb, and there's all kinds of bacteria in there, and we have no idea what the reaction to the body is. So don't make any more openings than you have to. So don't shave. Don't cut yourself. Don't expose your body. How is that similar or different, or is it irrelevant to going out in public when you could be exposed to COVID-19? Shave, don't shave. What are your thoughts?
Well, as far as shaving, I don't think it matters. I don't know what percentage of men use cutting razors today versus electric razors, but I suspect it's a majority still use an electric razor. And you don't cut the skin nearly as often with an electric razor as you do with a regular blade. But I don't think we need to worry about ordinary viruses with shaving. They don't. Mm-hmm. It doesn't affect the skin itself as much as it affects the nasal and breathing tissues.
Okay, so the sinuses, nasal, lungs, throat, etc.
Yeah.
Okay. I had another question about nasal flushing. So when I go and I get myself in moldy areas where there's hay and so forth, I use a saline solution. You get it at the Chinese factory outlet. And I put a couple drops of colloidal silver in there. So like a 2-ounce little spray bottle that you buy for $2 at Walmart. And I add a couple drops of colloidal silver, shake it up. And I use that. So when I get into one of those moldy, dusty areas, I flush out my sinuses immediately after, you know, as soon as I leave there, I flush out. I don't want to go in there in the first place, but if I do, I will flush out. What are your thoughts about mixing saline with a couple drops of colloidal silver as a sinus flush?
Definitely. Go for it.
Okay. Last quick question. Taking vitamins, minerals, supplements, and or medication with water versus a beer?
No. Period.
Okay.
Not wise.
Okay. So medicines, vitamins, minerals, supplements, water only?
Only.
There you go. Okay. So class, as tempting as it may be, sit back and take your vitamins, minerals, supplements, and meds with a beer. Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. Dr. Shuley, thanks so much for being with us.
Always great.
It's always a blast. It's always a blast being on the air with Dr. Shuley. Again, thank you so much for spending your time with us teaching our class, Dr. Shuley. NormShuley.com. We'll be back tomorrow.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process, called called E2 Technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your real water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.